From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is congratulating Iraqis for braving insurgent violence and voting in parliamentary elections today. The president said in a statement, the U.S. mourns the tragic loss of life and honors the courage of resilience of Iraqi voters who defied insurgent threats. At least 38 people have been killed and another 89 have been wounded. Voting has now ended and ballots have begun to be counted. NPR's Nishant Dahiya has more from Baghdad.
The bomb struck in quick succession as polling stations opened at 7 in the morning. At least 100 mortars and rockets landed in Baghdad, and another 13 homemade bombs struck the city. Sporadic attacks were also reported from other parts of the country. The attacks tapered off by mid-morning, and the turnout, sluggish to begin with, quickly picked up. The government lifted a ban on the use of personal cars to facilitate people getting to the polling centers, and the voting ended on time at 5 p.m. The counting has now begun, and preliminary results are expected in the next 24 hours. The certified results will most likely not be available till the end of the month. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
Afghan officials say 2 days of gun battles between the Taliban and another Islamist faction in a province north of Kabul have left more than 50 militants dead. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
Police officials say militants loyal to warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar appear to be losing the battle to Taliban fighters over several villages in the northern province of Baghlan. What prompted the power struggle was unclear. The area has few government forces, which observed the fight but did not get involved. Officials declined to say why Afghan police and soldiers did not try and stop the fighting, but they say dozens of Hekmatyar militants surrendered to Afghan forces. Meanwhile, in southern Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai and the head of NATO-led forces here visited the former Taliban stronghold of Marja. Karzai and U.S. General Stanley McChrystal met with tribal elders in a local mosque who complained about U.S. Marines and Afghan troops who seized the town several weeks ago. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
In Pakistan, intelligence officials say gunmen have likely killed a Pakistani Taliban commander in the tribal area of North Waziristan. According to the Associated Press, a Taliban member says the commander was ambushed by the relatives of a man he recently tortured and killed. The top peace negotiator for the Palestinians says it's time for decisions. The Palestinian leadership agreed today to meet at U.S.-mediated talks with Israel. The negotiations will end a 14-month breakdown in communication between the two sides. The Palestinians warn they will quit talking if the outlines of a border deal have not emerged within 4 months. Iran reportedly announced today it started production on a line of highly accurate short-range cruise missiles to add to its already imposing arsenal. An Iraqi general told Iranian state television today that the cruise missile would be capable of destroying targets up to 3,000 tons in size. This is NPR News. Icelanders overwhelmingly rejected a multi-billion-dollar plan to pay back the Netherlands and Britain for debts the tiny island nation incurred when an internet bank collapsed. With 98% of the ballots counted, 93% of the voters rejected the plan. A dispute between Cablevision and ABC means no Oscars for more than 3 million viewers in the New York area unless a fee agreement is reached. Julie Walker has the story.
ABC's parent company, Disney, made good on its promise to pull the network off Cablevision as of midnight Saturday. The two media giants are fighting over millions in fees. Cablevision says it will not pay an additional $40 million to Disney on top of the $200 million it already pays, and put out a recorded message for customers saying in part,
"In light of these economic times, we do not feel it's appropriate for ABC to hold our viewers hostage in pursuit of undeserved millions."
Disney says it should get more from Cablevision because the company charges customers $18 a month for ABC when they could get it for free over the internet or via HDTV, which many may have to do to watch the Oscars. For NPR News, I'm Julie Walker in New York.
Traffic is shut down on Hollywood Boulevard in California today. Tourists are only allowed to get as close as the barricades. The stars are preparing for the red carpet arrivals tonight. The two favorites for this year's Best Picture Award are the small-budget film The Hurt Locker and the sci-fi blockbuster Avatar. The State Department and the Texas Department of Public Safety is warning college students on spring break to avoid Mexican border cities. Gang warfare over drugs has left more than 100 people dead in the past 2 weeks alone along Mexico's northeastern border. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.